governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
God, this is Michael J. This is Shell Games. I'm normally here with our brother in Christ and our brother in patriotism, Scott Bennett. He's right now on the battlefield in Washington, D.C., helping out the reality of what tyranny has done, what tyranny continues to seek to do. This is the deep state tyranny, what has happened to this great nation of America over the years, over the decades. What is the plan for people who want a globalist nation where they are as communist sociopaths in charge, you know, throwing Christians, especially white Christian men, who they fear more than anything else, it seems, into the FEMA camps after they separate them from their wives and their children. This is the reality of the deep state hate crimes that we've been given to begin to expose. We're looking at this amazing thing that's happening in America right now as people are realizing that the constructs, the formation of deep state denormalization of what America used to be about, the tearing down of statues, the destruction of our history in our school systems, the hatred for authority, the defunding of police. All these things are a part of a pattern where let's just get down to its spiritual roots, because we're talking about a cult of demon worshipers, and many of them, most of them, as a matter of fact, are totally deceived in this cult. But this cult that has as its a jewel on its ring, it says Ordo Ab Chao, order out of chaos. How many people know, by the way, that it was the Masons that helped most to turn Russia into the Soviet Union? That's the truth. The Masons were working with the Bolsheviks. They were working with the Vatican, because the Vatican has always, as the Temple of Lucifer, hated the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church. They were working with the Zionists. Hey, Bolsheviks are Zionists. They were working with people treacherous people in our State Department in America, people that were beginning to run the Federal Reserve, which was brought in 2013. They sent over gold in a train right through Germany in World War One. They sent gold over there to finance the Bolsheviks for the murder of the Romanovs and the taking over of that nation, where they wound up murdering in various ways between 60 and 100 million Russians, because these people were going to get in the way of their globalist plan, a globalist plan they had since before the 1800s. The reality is the cult of Lucifer in Rome has continued to pursue bringing everybody back under the big tent of the Roman Catholic cult, the counterfeit priesthood. And they use, by the way, through the Jesuits, they use the Freemasons to do it, because the Freemasons are controlled at the highest levels behind layer upon layer of secrecy and total obedience that they bind people with concerning their oaths of obedience through the various degrees. They are controlled by the Temple of Lucifer, and high-level Masons will let you know that Lucifer is the true God. He's the champion of the common man fighting against the God of Christianity. Well, the true God of Christianity is not the God of the Vatican. The true God of Christianity is not the God of a religion. The true God of Christianity is the Savior of all mankind. We're going to address him right now. I'm encouraging you to join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, this is a program where we invite people to call in. 540-352-4452. We invite people to call in because I'm not going to quote the idiots who want to make us all feel inclusive when we put on our muzzles and when we do our 6-foot socialist distancing, when we listen to demonic sociopaths tell us that we can't have Christmas gatherings or can't meet in church, can't worship God out loud, can't sing with all our might as unto the Lord. Oh, no, I'm not saying this. That is, we're all in this together. But when I'm saying we're all in this together, every single American, every single real American, we're not talking about illegal foreign nationals now. We're not talking about people who hate America and want to get into the globalist construct where they can start putting millions of Christians into the FEMA camps. No, we're not talking about those fools. We're talking about real Americans, many millions of which have taken an oath. And hey, maybe we didn't understand the oath when we took it. Some of us were in the all-volunteer army. We thought we were fighting bad guys. We had believed the demonic doctrines and satanic. We had drank the satanic Kool-Aid, thinking that planes were flown into the World Trade Center because of a bunch of idiots with box cutters. No. Many of us have begun to realize, have begun to understand. We've had the garbage cleansed out of our eyes. We've seen the truth for what it is, that planes could not have brought down those buildings. You don't get planes made out of aluminum going inside a building designed to handle a plane impact. You don't do that. You see an aluminum can like on the ground and you hit it with your foot at what? 20 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour. They claimed, oh, those planes were hitting that building at 500 miles an hour. Nothing changes the fact that aluminum And by the way, the wings would have come off for the most part. But nothing changes the fact that aluminum would crumple. And even if it went through the first third of the plane and hit the wings by that time were not going 500 miles an hour. Okay? The wings would have sheared off. The engines would have dropped to the ground. And like Judy Woods said, they did find a jet engine on the ground down there. It was still on the pallet that they used to push it off the back of a truck, but it was the wrong engine for those kinds of jets. Okay, but all of the fuel that's in the underbelly fuel tanks and in the wings would have hit the front of that building, and the whole building would have been a facade of fire. Fire. Sure, from kerosene, you know, only kerosene can't turn millions of tons of concrete, steel, aluminum, copper, porcelain into dust. So the reality is we're dealing with the fact that acts of terror have been committed against the American people, and the people that afforded us that were the Bush crime family, the CIA, the deep state, the Mossad, the financing of the Saudis, and the encouragement of Zionist monsters like Bibi Baby and Michael Chertoff, Mr. Silverstein or whatever his name was, who had purchased the buildings for like pennies on the dollar and put in a double indemnity insurance policy on them in case of, quote, acts of terrorism. But how many of us were told that in 1988 those buildings were condemned because they were filled with asbestos? How many of us were told that they didn't hardly have anybody in there because of that? They couldn't continue the rental, and they planned on this kind of explosion that would drop these buildings in their own footprints, including Building 7, without a whole lot of collateral damage. They weren't going to fall over. No, no, no. They were going to drop straight down and be turned into dust. Now, a number of people in 2016 before the election sent our president, and I'm not faulting him anymore because I'm understanding, I'm perceiving some of the amazing dimensions that were not so evident back then, the dimensions of treason, the dimensions of demonic corruption, the dimensions of horrific enemies of domestic enemies of America in the military, in the intel agencies, in the media. All of them were involved, and they're still surrounding him. He's been surrounded by hard to describe. Public serpent vipers for all of his term, and he's still surrounded by them. But the miracle is they're being exposed. Now I'm talking to the people who had the grace in their lives to pray with me to our Heavenly Father when we prayed, but deliver us from evil. Now, what kind of evil are we talking about? High level treason. Look at all the courts that are in corruption with respect to this fake election on the part of the Democrats. They're the ones that accuse other people, and they're the ones that gave us fake news. They're the ones that gave us fake accusations. They're the ones that gave us fake excuses for censoring people. They're the ones that are artists in disinformation and deception operations. They're the ones that support the CIA and their child trafficking and their MKUltra programs, in their drug trafficking, in their organ harvesting. They're the ones that are getting kickbacks, the traitors in the Congress, the Senate, in the courts. They're the ones that are corrupted, and they're the ones that God is exposing. Why? Because he's shining a light in the darkness. And even when the darkness can't comprehend the light, it doesn't mean all of us are in darkness. We see, like the word of God says, in thy light shall we see light. God's shining a light so that people who have had their eyes open, people that are born again in the spirit, like our Savior said to Nicodemus, you can't see the, except a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. You can't see the kingdom of God if you've not been born again. It doesn't mean there are not a lot of patriots out there. They may not yet be Christian, but the reality is there's a lot of patriots out there that still love the truth more than deceitful liars. They haven't been seduced into giving themselves over to evil like these pedophile masons have, these fornicating fools who are trying to turn our children into little sex objects in the public fool system. No, most Americans are not like that. I grew up in an America where programs like Leave It to Beaver and other gracious programs were normal. That was, they typically showed what real Americans were about. Programs like Roy Rogers, programs like Gene Autry. But there was a spirit and a seed of corruption. Why? Because look it. All of us were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The title of this program is Shell Game, and the greatest commission of shell game happens when people are not told the truth, when they're being formed as Christian and children, rather, they're not told Christian truth about the salvation that God offers us in Christ. And children are being raised in homes where their parents are pagans, heathen. They're addicted. They're just what? Many people are just addicted to what they call the American dream, but essentially it's about atheistic materialism. They're functional atheists. They say they believe in God, but their lives haven't changed. Why? Because only God can change people's lives. Only He can change our heart. Only He can wash us from our sins. Because of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And this is not about Roman Catholicism. I don't care how many times Catholics say they believe in Christ, the doctrines that are taught in the, that come out of Rome are not Christian doctrines. No other group has murdered more real Christians in the history of the world than the Luciferian Roman Catholics. And by the way, they call their mass murderers inquisitions or inquisitors. They call their war against Christians the inquisitions. And they've been involved in financing wars. Many of these secret societies, you know, like the Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, they're involved in owning the big corporations. They're on the boards of directors in the big corporations of the military-industrial complex. Now, yeah, they're hidden. But these are the same war whores, warmongers, that Mr. Biden, you know, sleazy, sleepy, child-sniffing Joe Biden is filling his cabinet with. He wants to go to war because many people over the decades have been willing war whores corrupted by the military-industrial complex for power and the promotion of foreign wars. I was involved in a war like that. Scott was involved in another war like that. The issue is we dropped more bombs in Vietnam than were dropped in all of World War II. How does that work out? Well, World War II only happened for what? 4.5 years? We were in Vietnam before it was officially started in the 50s. And we didn't get out officially, although we never really left in a way. We didn't get out until 75. And who was financing the North Vietnamese? Who helped Pol Pot murder 6 million Cambodians? Who was bombing Laos and Cambodia We were. That was a false flag war because the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. And a good Catholic named Robert McNamara finally admitted it. And it wasn't even a declared war, was it? That's why our POWs were treated like criminals, because it wasn't a declared war. It was a UN police action. And that's meant that they couldn't be protected by the Geneva Convention. It wasn't a declared war. Our government knew that. So what are we dealing with? Let's list the crimes of a tyrannical state that this nation is suffering under right now. If you want to call in, the number is 540-352-4452. If you already have courage in your heart, you won't need much encouragement to call in. God told Job, even in the midst of all of his problems, boils over every square inch of his body from the sole of his feet to the top of his head, covered with boils, because God allowed Satan to do that to try Job. I don't think any of us are in a trial like that, but by the grace of God, he treated Job with respect. He said, "Job, stand up like a man. We're gonna talk face to face right now." I'm not saying God allowed Job to see him. He was in a whirlwind, but he was right there. And Job stood up, and Job humbled himself, and Job answered the Lord. And he said, "Now I know that no thought can be withholden from you." He knew that God's understanding was infinite. God knows every single thing we're facing, and he's giving us the grace to tell ourselves the truth so that we can, with understanding, approach the throne of God and pray, "His will be done in the earth as it is in heaven." You see, Satan has been defeated. When he put the Lord Jesus to death, when he, you know, caused that whole horrific, malignant hatred to consume the professional religious sociopaths, okay, even though the Lord said, no man takes my life from me, I lay it down. He was a willing lamb led to the slaughter, like it talks about in Isaiah 53 and the Psalm 22. He was a willing lamb, and he said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And so, and he let go of his spirit, and he went down into hell. But he was an innocent man, and Satan, the murderer, was suddenly under judgment because he put to death an innocent man. Everybody since the first Adam was sold in sin and shapen in iniquity. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We can't claim innocence because that was stolen from us by the first Adam's disobedience. So Satan had the power of the fear of death over all men. But now, because Jesus was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit, he defeated death, hell, and the grave. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Now there's going to be a resurrection of the just and the unjust. Everyone who has ever dropped into hell from this life is going to be there. Every single one. And everyone who has died in Christ, the Word of God says, "For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain, and to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." There's this huge, great cloud of witnesses watching right now from the heavenlies. And we're exhorted by the Holy Spirit, for he said, "Let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." We need to confess our unbelief. We need to confess our sin. We need to confess our selfishness. We need to confess our fear, for fear of man is a snare. We need to call on the name of the Lord and experience his salvation day by day, moment by moment, and we will experience what it means to be changed from glory to glory. I'm talking to you as a man who has been watching God restore my soul from the ravages of sin and selfishness. God is working in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God gave me this opportunity to share the love of Christ on Revolution Radio. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony you want to share, stand up like a man. 540-352-4452. The reality is we are witnesses in this generation. We are witnesses of the love of God. And God knows what he's going to do. God knows what he's going to do in those that obey him, in those that listen to that still small voice of God. We got 1 minute to break. Thank you, Mitchell. 540-352-4452. Look, everyone ever born has significance in ways that cannot be measured in time, because every second in our life, whether we're conscious or unconscious, running around or asleep, every second is going to be measured by eternity. We need to allow God to give us holy relevance in our lives, because we're facing infinity. My name is Michael J. The program is called Shell Games, and we'll be right back in a few minutes, because that's the grace of God. 540-352-4452. If you want to add to the list of tyrannical state crimes, just let us know what you think of these wicked people who want to destroy America. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
This is Michael J. When I took an oath, it was 50 years ago last month. No, I'm sorry, 50 years ago in May, this last May. But this time I was a Christian. And when I took an oath, and, you know, I didn't know what the oath would say. They just said, take one step forward and raise your right hand and repeat after me. So I had been drafted. I was number 16 in the lottery, and I was going. And what I had feared was coming upon me. I was going to go to Vietnam. And I took that oath before God, and by this time, God was very, very real in my life. He had rescued me. He had been healing me of, a terrible sense of shame, and it was quite amazing. And he had been changing my life, and I'd been involved in worshiping and praising God. I still had a tremendous amount of problems going on in my soul, but my hope was now in God instead of trying to work things out by myself, because I was praying a lot. I was reading the Word of God, and praise God for the Gideons. They gave me a little New Testament King James Version with the Psalms and the Proverbs in a little green, little green Bible, small size. And I took that into the jungle with me. And the Word of God says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. Well, the Holy Spirit was very real. He had baptized me in His Spirit. I began to pray in another language. The power of God fell on me. I had never experienced anything like that in my life. I couldn't even imagine that kind of love that just flowed over me from the presence of God. As a matter of fact, when I had close encounters with real love, it terrified me, because I just didn't feel worth loving. But God had to restore my soul. So when I'm in the jungle and I'm praying, for God's grace and reading the Word of God, He continued to help me psychologically and emotionally and spiritually and in the jungle. And the reality was, He would, even though I was terrified, He let me know that I shouldn't fear any evil because He was with me. It seems contradictory, but it wasn't. And He did many miracles keeping me alive. But the reality is, as a nation, we're at war right now. As a nation, we're dealing with people who are the domestic enemy. And I didn't understand the relevance of all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's part of that very oath I took before God when I said, so help me God. I knew that he was real. And I knew I needed to trust him that he was going to help me. We're dealing with the treasonous hatred that these people have for America. We're dealing with the treasonous hatred they have for what we call the unalienable rights of the people. You know, those rights that are endowed by our Creator? Freedom of speech, freedom to worship God in spirit and in truth. By the way, freedom of religion doesn't mean you can worship the devil. That's not freedom. You need to get the biblical definition of freedom to understand what freedom of religion means. In the context of early Christian America, it wasn't, oh, you could be a Muslim, you could be a Hindu, you could be a Satan worshiper, you could be a Lucifer worshiper or a Freemason. No. This nation was begun miraculously, and there were Christian missionaries that were teaching Christ to the Indians. And who were they opposed by? Well, they were opposed by the Roman Catholic priests who were teaching Vatican religion and Luciferianism in the name of Jesus. Isn't that what the French and Indian War was about? So the issue for us is this. We're dealing with people in positions of government. I call them bureaucracies. You know, parasitical public serpents who are in positions in government, but they're not out there like, you know, the leaders, like the judges or the whatever. No, they're the people behind the scenes who slow walk every process they don't agree with. We've got a huge cult of what the Soviets called the apparatchik. They're the bureaucracies. The entrenched parasites who they don't believe in an America that is based on choice. They believe in an America that perpetuates the system they've been working in to place all Americans under the thumb, under the boot heel of what? Soft tyranny? They're the ones who designed our bars to, in a way where they cover them with velvet so they don't feel so harsh and cold. They're the ones who are encouraging us to turn in our neighbors if they're not wearing a muzzle, if they're not socialist distancing. They're the ones encouraging people to turn other people in. They're these fake medical officers at the city and county level. These are corrupted, morally imbecilic, treasonous dirtbags who think that somehow they've been given power over ordinary people and they're addicted to this. Why? Because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know. They don't understand. Like the Lord said when he was on the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. These people are addicted to things that don't belong to them. They don't have a legitimate authority over people, but they exercise power that is illegitimate. These are the domestic enemies. These are not laws. Constitutionally, you can't force everybody or anybody to hinder their own breathing. Reality is quarantine is for sick people. But in this instance, we have seen the result of a massive decades-long religion that teaches the self-righteousness of compliance to people in positions of power. Well, the government would never lie to me. CNN would, you know, they're just telling us the truth. Even though in the Mockingbird media, these fake agencies running the news shows and the opinion shows and running all of these sitcoms, we've all been subjected to massive amounts of predictive programming, neuro-linguistic programming, deceitfulness, and anti-Christ, anti-family, anti-righteousness, excrement, you know. Oh, that's diarrhea, but we threw in some chocolate sauce. It'll taste pretty good, trust me. 540-352-4452. What do you think about people that break their oath of office? For people that were in the military, hey, I was in the military. Were you driving a tank in the jungle? Did you ever, you know, there's a lot of us airborne, hallelujah, all the way. Were you airborne? I was. Huh? I did a lot of things in the military because God was teaching me how to be a man because I never had a father. He was teaching me how to find courage and placing me in situations where I needed courage in order to do what I think I really wanted to do, including jumping out of airplanes in the 12th Special Forces. God was dealing with me. Praise God. He allowed me to be injured in a parachute jump. And it was, for me, it was like him saying, can you hear me now? Because he was dealing with me. He wanted me to change my behavior. And I hadn't been listening. So God put me through these different things. Why? Because he made a commitment to me. I asked for his help. And even when I didn't know, I was turning away from him because I was going my own way. The Lord was going to be a father to me. An everlasting father. He was going to be my Prince of Peace. He was interceding for me through others in the presence of Almighty God. And he brought me through those episodes of rebellion. He gave me grace. He gave me the grace to, you know, draw close to him so he could draw close to me. And this is what God has been doing. What do you think about people who break their oath of office, either in the military or in public office? These public serpent people with guns and badges walking around accusing people with counterfeit laws that they call traffic laws. Those aren't laws. Those are statutes created by corporate fiat where they exchanged our rights to travel on the public right-of-way to a privilege. The reality is, most of us are so blinded to the things that are right in front of us. They're hidden in plain sight from people who lack understanding. How about selling out the people with corruption, you know, like the Biden family, like the Kerry family? How about selling out, you know, like the what's the name of that guy whose father was a pedophile in, I think, Minnesota or whatever? He was in charge of Bain Capital. His name is coming to me. But the issue is he's been drug dealing, you know, for years. What's his name? It's not – I don't think it's Kerry. I don't think it's Kerry. Could be. But the reality is he was involved in pedophilia. His father was involved in pedophilia. He's been involved in drug dealing. And he ran for president. Mitch, can you help me out? He ran for president a few years ago. And he's still, you know, lurking around the halls of power. But he's deeply involved in the CIA. And he's from Utah, right? Was he governor? No, or was that Massachusetts. I think he was governor of Massachusetts. But yeah, these people are filled with corruption. What about sending our military into false flag wars? Our president has been pulling people out of the Middle East. Our president, and you can break in any time, who's joined us on the phone?
Christopher, Northern Vermont, Greenheart One in the chat.
Praise God. Hi, Christopher.
Hello, Michael J. Hi, Mitchell.
Hey. Did you remember the guy who was, the president of Bain Capital? I forget his name.
No, sir.
Okay, yeah, his father was a big wig, but anyway, I'm going to look it up while you're on the air. What would you like to share, brother?
Well, my oh my, I could give you our update that our flag wave in Barrie is temporarily postponed. We have a weekly flag wave on Fridays at the City Hall Park, 4 to 8 p.m. Back the blue, stop the steal, support President Trump. But because our governor put us back under executive order emergency via Addendum 8 as of a week ago Saturday, and specifically on page 4, line 3, he specifically prohibits gatherings of large groups incidental to ceremonies, which sounds a lot like a flag wave to me. Not only that, but the local city council has declared us a hate group, making up lies, saying we're shouting things like white power.
What city is that, brother?
Barrie, Vermont, two towns east of Montpelier, the capital. So
wow.
The city council had an emergency meeting to approve the hanging of a BLM flag in the City Hall Park.
What, so that they can be people that really don't have any race hatred by sharing their race hatred of white people and their hatred of their own skin color or lack thereof? Is that what we're dealing with?
Well, nobody exactly knows, because we had some counter protesters, and I went up and approached them and tried to have a conversation with them. And I said, well, you know, your founders are self-avowed socialists. And they vowed to destroy a family, which is a mother and a father and a child, which is what you came from. And they said, well, we're not aligned with the founders. We believe in the idea. Well, you know, what exactly is the idea? I think it's just whatever they want it to be.
Well, their idea is about destroy, remove
right.
us from our own history. That man I was trying to, that man who was involved in child trafficking and drug trafficking and asset of the CIA, his name is Mitt Romney. Hallelujah.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah, he's a high-level dirtbag, praise God. Go ahead,
is
Mitt.
Is that the gentleman is that the gentleman would go to the bathhouses with Barack Hussein Obama?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but the reality is
back there in Chicagoland.
No, I don't think so. But the issue is one of those guys was killed, right? But anyway, this city that you're talking about, they passed it, the whole city council, or was there anybody opposing it or what?
Yes, we did have some good guys on our team, so they had to make the concession in the follow-up emergency meeting that, yes, they would hang the Black BLM flag, but then the following month they would hang back the blue flag, which they also declared to be a symbol of hatred to support our local police.
Really?
So this is going to go on for something like the next year or something, hanging alternating flags and who knows what.
Well, the issue is,
local...
do you think that they're alienating their sheriff and their police, or what do you have, you know, what do you think is the, is their attitude towards police? Are these, you think the police are corrupted also over there?
No, I don't. I think most of the policemen are probably good local men. I'd like to think that they're completely ignorant to the fact that they are sowing divisiveness. Our state motto is freedom and unity, and we already have a Vermont state flag. And they said in the meeting that they wanted to hang a flag to express justice and peace. Well, why not write justice and peace on a flag then? Because BLM certainly does not represent justice and peace.
No, they represent race hatred and communism. That's what they represent. Now, the issue is, your flag already says justice and peace, or that's just the state motto?
No, the Vermont motto is freedom and unity. Freedom and unity. My point was, if they want a message of freedom and unity, justice and peace, well, then why not write freedom and peace? Because BLM, one, is instigating racial tension. Two, their cries of systemic racism is actually a cover and a distraction. What we're really facing is systemic corruption. And three, when they talk about slavery, well, they're ignoring the real slavery, which is happening today. Untold tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or more people who are held in bondage for the purposes of blood ritual magic and satanic ritual abuse. There's your real human slave trade right there.
That's right. Plus, the lockdown is slavement. The lockdown is home confinement. The socialist distancing is enforcing that is slavery. We are really in a battle for the soul of America, but it seems like many Americans have already lost that battle. They don't even know what America, what a real American is anymore. They want to corrupt the memory of what it was like when we were pledging allegiance to a flag that we wanted to believe stood for liberty and justice for all. Isn't that what the civil rights movement was promoting? Because Americans of every color wanted a liberty and justice for all. We fought a civil war. And ostensibly, it was really about states' rights, but it also was an opportunity to declare that slavery was not, it was contrary to the law of God under the Christian New Testament. That's what Martin Luther King Jr. was declaring, that we have liberty in Christ. Now, a lot of people don't have Christ, so I don't believe they understand what real liberty is. What do you think, Chris?
Correct. Absolutely correct. They do not honor freedom. They wish to obey. They wish to follow laws. Now, when we saw this painting of BLM on streets across our great state of Vermont, including Burlington, well, we had a wonderful gubernatorial candidate named John Klar, Klar with a K. And he is a Christian man, eighth generational farmer, retired tax attorney, very smart man. So he immediately requested a permit to write liberty and justice for all on a street. Well, the socialists at the bloated dome, which is what we call the gilded golden dome of the State House of Montpelier, topped with a statue of Demeter, the pagan Greek goddess of agriculture, this gilded
right.
dome that we call the bloated dome, will they immediately forbid his permit request to write liberty and justice for all on a street. Then they leaked it to the press, and they called him a racist.
Right. These are very wicked people. Yeah. These are the domestic enemy. So what do you think might be the percentage of people who are willing to stand up and resist this kind of cultural sociopathy? What do you believe, you know, about the real Americans in Vermont? Do you have a sense of a growing?
Vermont, we are outnumbered 2-1. The socialists, Democrats outnumber the red-blooded Americans 2-1 in Vermont. So I was watching the election on election night very closely on our Secretary of State website to see this traditional ratio change, because I honestly thought that Vermont would go red for Trump. And it wouldn't have surprised me one bit. We have so much support for President Trump here. And when the numbers were virtually unchanged, 2-1, it made me extremely skeptical of our antiquated voting machines, because I didn't believe it for one second that that ratio did not shift. So I would say it's probably maybe 50-50, you know, because there's a heavily socialist wave here. We had a socialist mayor in Vermont. His name was in Burlington, Vermont. His name is Bernie Bank Fraud Sanders the Worm, lifelong loser. And then we also have a socialist publication called 7 Days. And maybe I'll get into that at the top of the next hour, because I want to talk a little bit about that in length and give it the time it deserves, because it is a significant instrument in spreading this anti-faith, anti-American sentiment throughout our state.
Well, Chris, that might be for another program, Chris, because we're waiting for Scott to come on. But the reality is, I had forgotten that the American Communist Party candidate, Bernie Sanders, was from Vermont.
Let me just tell you this really quickly then, Michael J. So this magazine, this newspaper comes out once a week. It's called 7 Days. And the issue dated 18 to 25 November is the one you want to look at on the internet, 7daysbt.com. The cover is a box, and it has a ribbon on it, and it shows two black hands tying the ribbon. Well, I had to look very closely. Each of the fingers has six. Each of the hands has six fingers. Now, of course, what do we think?
Interesting.
We think of the Nephilim. Oh, right. Yes. Well, it gets better. On page 39, we have an article called Driven to Extremism, a Hungarian linguist at Norwich University, which is a military university, dissects online far-right propaganda. This visiting linguist, her name is Esther Zenz, and the article quotes Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism, far-right groups in the United States were to blame for nearly three-quarters of all extremism-associated homicides in the last 10 years.
I agree. I just got a message from Scott Bennett that Michael Flynn has just been pardoned. Praise God. Michael
Hallelujah.
Flynn has just been pardoned by President Trump. Amen. And I want to see Mr. Flynn, because he's had a lot of time to prepare. I want to see him jump into the battle, jump into the ring, and start letting the American people know, because many people have said he knows where all the bodies are buried. I think this is an amazing thing that's just happened. And we were all, you know, we wanted Judge Sullivan to do what's right, but there was a profound wickedness and corruption in that public servant. And we'll be right back. This is Michael J. Stay on the line, Chris. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take
the future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
In turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible. You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs!
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
This is Michael J. again. Sorry about the delay. I can touch that button with my finger. It doesn't mean it's always going to go off of mute. We were talking about crimes of a tyrannical state. We were talking about people that I refer to as public serpents and bureaucracies. I don't believe these people deserve any slack. The reality is we have been, as a people, we've been subjected to high-tech and media censorship. We've been subjected to false witness by the people in the state. We've been subjected to people who don't do what their constituents and the majority of their constituents want them to do, because they have sold themselves. They have prostituted themselves to do what their demonic masters are requiring of them, because they're morally bankrupt. They're in a moral deficit, and they will not change because they don't have a functioning conscience. The Bible calls these people people with a seared conscience. They don't know the difference between right and wrong anymore. For them, the love of money is more important than anything else, or maybe avoiding the trouble that would come from the people that are blackmailing them if they don't do exactly what they're being told. We have a guest today, Chris from Vermont, and he's been sharing with us the dilemma that the people in Vermont are experiencing, because many people in this state are functional atheists. You can't be a real Christian and be a socialist, because Christians believe in the commandments. They don't believe in socialism. They don't believe in stealing from one person to give to another or to give to others. Essentially, what that is about virtue signaling, that you're willing to give the state the power to steal money from others because you want to sanctify the sin of covetousness and theft. The reality is many people have come to America and that with very little money, but in their heart they had the willingness and the grace to want to be honest and work for whatever it was that they could do, because America used to be the land of opportunity. No more. Socialist regulation wants to totally control any and all opportunities because they want a piece of the pie. What pie? Well, it's like the little red hen understood. You know, she was asking for help about gathering whatever, about baking the pie. And then at the end, when the pie was made, all the people she asked that refused to help, they wanted to come by and have some pie. Well, that's what socialists are like. They're covetous, without conscience, thieving. And by the way, if you don't give them what they want, there's hatred in their heart. And hatred is as the sin of murder. They'll do whatever they need to do to destroy people who won't submit. They'll scream at you, put that mask up over your nose. I ran into a health Nazi the other day in Whole Foods, and you know, it's scary. This woman thought she had power. And I did what I could to frustrate her and try to rebuke her sociopathy. But the reality is you gotta treat him as a wild beast, a rabid rat. You don't want to corner them because they get vicious. Well, Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Michael J. We have quite a few of these self-empowered Nazis, feminists here in Vermont at our glorious flag wave.
It's an infection.
Yes, it is an infection. So at our flag wave at the State House steps, which I told you about a few weeks ago, we had a young lady, I can barely even call her that, a teenager, climb up the steps to approach us all. Her hair was rainbow colored, and she was screaming, "Suck my, you know what, that a man has." And that was what she was screaming at us. And this was a perfect example of really a demon-filled
A morally defeated, a morally injured person that was filled with self-loathing, and she needed to project that onto others. That's a real tragedy. A Christian will pray for somebody like that. A Christian will understand that behavior is a demonstration of the inner reality of hatred and self-loathing that they're enduring. It's essentially a form of a horrific torment, the kind of psychological suicide that takes place in people who are experiencing what happens when you get rid of the guardrails that are the commandments of God in your life. If you're lying, if you're stealing, if you're fornicating, which is a form of adulteration, if you're denying God, if you're filled with covetousness, if you're not subject to a sense of God's love, then you're gonna be acting out. And when people do break the commandments of God and are involved with sorcery, like it says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. When different kinds of sorcery, drugs, can actually allow people to make way for demons to come in and begin to take over, because there are demons of addiction. There are demons of addictions to lust, demons of addictions to alcohol, to drugs, to power, demons of addictions to pride will come in to the heart of men. And after a while, they're enslaved to their own lusts and unbelief and their rage against what they perceive as something that's restricting their liberty. Yeah, well, it's a horrific delusion, a strong delusion. That's why I read Romans 1 the other day, because Romans chapter 1 talks about what happens when God turns people over to do those things that are inconvenient, where they're given over to every kind of evil. And that's what you saw, Christopher, when that young woman was filled with outrage and showing you her contempt for other people who had never done anything to her. You know, you probably never even met her before, probably never saw her before. And yet she was there screaming against your right to promote real liberty and justice and the promotion of your candidate. So what an amazing symptom of this amoral infection in the body politic. I believe one of these things – go on.
And then we have the Trump derangement syndrome, which is
right,
fueled by the lying, false resonance, lamestream media. So they believe everything they're told, which is nothing but propaganda of the adversary, the father of all lies. And so they
think it's real belief, or you think that people are just wanting to put the responsibility of their moral bankruptcy on what they're being told. The issue is, do they really believe it, or they want to believe it? Because
they're lazy.
More than that, I mean, it's an apathy. But more than that, I think what we're witnessing is that, like the Bible describes it, some people don't have any root in themselves. That is, they're very superficial. They've got a stony heart, and the word of truth can't get down beyond the stones into the good soil of their lives because their hearts are stony or filled with weeds, and the weeds choke out the truth. So it seems like, you know, we've got a nation where the divide is happening. There are many people, and yet it seems that it's a remnant with respect to like what you're witnessing there in Vermont. It seems like a smaller percentage of people are entering in the narrow gate, like it says, and few there be that find it. But broad is the way that leads to destruction, and wide is the way, and many people go in there at there. It seems like they're not people that want to take responsibility for what they're thinking, and so they're letting other people decide for them those things that are politically correct. Please, Christopher, consider this. How many people want the approval of other people instead of the approval that comes from God alone?
Most.
They want to go along with the crowd, the mob.
Most people.
I mean, that's where they're finding their identity, in the mob. You know, so what's the difference between these people and a bunch of lemmings? Okay.
And they've been raised like feral animals,
you know,
many of the younger people today, because they're raised without any faith, without any belief in any divine.
Well, they actually have a belief system being taught to them in the public school system, and the people that are running our public school system are wicked, vicious, Christ-hating, immoral people. They are not teaching righteousness or honesty or morality. If they were, they'd probably get thrown out. They'll lose their pension. Our school system,
their way,
that's
into
right.
Our schools, our post offices, our town
and
boards,
our churches, and our churches.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. America is in the valley of decision, and I see this amazing dialectic that's been formed. A lot of people are very excited about someone who wants to restore America back to where there was moral greatness in America, not corruption. But these people are panicked about that because it's evident that they have a spiritual and emotional aversion to this kind of moral accountability. I've said many times that these people who do not believe in moral absolutes, what they do believe is there are absolutely no absolutes. You know, they are people that are in the grip of a strong delusion. So what they say doesn't make sense, but it doesn't matter to them. You can't say there are any absolutes. You absolutely can't say there are any absolutes. And so essentially, these are people that see without seeing. They hear without hearing. And they lack understanding in their heart. So what does it mean? Many of us have experienced, there's a remnant that has experienced the amazing mercy of God in our lives. We've been turned away from a path that leads to self-destruction and selfishness. And we've been turned into a place where we see a kingdom that has no end, a kingdom that has where death and hell has been defeated, where captivity has been led captive and the spirits of just men were taken out of the lower parts of the earth. We're in paradise where Abraham was and brought up into the heavenlies because of the one who said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He defeated death and hell. So I'm very excited about that, Chris. As I told people before, in this kingdom, I get to be with my friends and family that have been received the mercy and the salvation and the forgiveness of God. I get to be with all of these people forever and forever and forever. There will be no loss. Yes, there will be no loss. Hallelujah. You and I and others are experiencing being gathered together in the name and authority of Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God so we can experience his presence and we can glory and exalt in the victory that God has given us over death and hell and the grave. Because everybody's going to die, but after that, the judgment. Everybody's going to die, but after that, the judgment. And for
yes,
you
but
and I.
You hear people say, life is short and you only live once. And these people are the ones that have no faith
wow.
in their own soul. They don't believe yeah. in the infinite, immortal, eternal soul.
Well, it
but
doesn't
they,
matter. They probably
pretend
don't believe
these.
In hell either. But there are millions and
no,
millions of people in hell right now who don't need to have faith. They
That's
they
right.
know
the
this hell is real
construct.
Right now. They don't. Yeah, they don't need to have faith. Praise God. The reality is
no.
to just live by faith. And what does that mean? Well, it's without faith, it's impossible to please God. But Jesus Christ is identified as the author and perfecter of our faith. And when we're born again, it says we're saved by grace through faith. But that faith is not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the Holy Spirit gives people the grace to receive ears that hear. And Jesus can and does speak to them and say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. When God speaks that into someone's heart by the power of the Holy Spirit, it's an impartation of faith, a saving faith that comes from God. You and I have experienced that faith because we know we didn't save ourselves. What do you think, Chris?
Yahweh Messiah performs miracles in all of our life, and for those who pray for the Holy Spirit to fill their thoughts, words, and deeds, we can be guided with a peace and a knowing and a confidence that we can do our best and give our glory to God. And if when we do have eyes to see and ears to hear, we can recognize this deceptive language. So one of these things that the Luciferians say is, I am becoming. And what was the title of Michelle Mike Obama? Well, I really should say Michael LeVron Robinson, a.k.a. Michelle Mike Obama, husband to Barack Hussein Obama, traitor.
No, he was Barack's boy toy. But go on.
Yeah. So, do you know the title of his book?
No.
Her book. Its book. Becoming. So these book
Think
deals
of it.
Are
the strong delusion. Yeah.
So these book deals are money laundering deals where you know nobody really wants to buy the book. So someone will buy 10,000 copies, and that's $300,000 cash in its pocket. So it's a money laundering deal. It's a ghost written book. The Michelle Mike Obama didn't write the book, but the point is the title is Becoming. So getting back to this socialist Khazarian Kabbalah cabal free newspaper here in Burlington called 7 Days, where they want everyone to have purple hair, be drunk, stoned, give up all their guns, and give all their money to the socialist government. Occasionally I read the horror scope because I do find the guy kind of funny. But he revealed himself as a socialist a couple of years ago when he referred to these United States as a failed democracy. And that is not what we are. So,
well, I know. We never pledged allegiance to a democracy. Hallelujah. We pledged allegiance to a republic. And a republic means that everybody's unalienable rights are protected even from and especially from mob rule by tyrants. But let's remember who gives us unalienable rights. They're endowed to us by our Creator. So one of our founding fathers says, if you will not serve the Lord, you will serve a tyrant. We can't,
That's right.
You know, like Bob Dylan says, you're going to have to serve somebody. It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. And that's Amen. The reality of it. Those that serve the Lord Jesus Christ have been given forgiveness for their sin and eternal life. Those that cannot enter into that grace of eternal life because they don't have faith and they're not believing the truth that God reveals by his Spirit about the salvation he offers us in Christ Jesus, those people will enter into the second death, which is the lake of fire that lasts forever and forever and forever. And if they die before, the Lord comes back, they won't. I don't think they're going to hell. They'll be raised up in the judgment because the hell, death and hell are going to be thrown into the lake of fire. And everyone that's in hell will stand before God in the judgment, a judgment where they'll appear before God in all their sinful corruption. And in their corruption, they'll be judged before the whole creation. the book that describes their life in the most intimate details will be viewed by everyone in eternity. And then they will be cast into the lake of fire by the angel of the Lord. But somebody said, you'll call his name Jesus because he'll save his people from their sin. And for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's Amen. The truth, that God gave us the grace to believe. And then we confessed our sin and he allowed us to experience being cleansed from sin, because not only does he cleanse, the word of God says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He takes that behavior out of your life. Hallelujah. You don't have to be a slave to lust or gluttony or gambling or drugs. You can be set free. You know the truth, who is a person, and he will set you free. Chris?
So it's some people would say I'm a little bit off on this, but I'm going to say, I'm going to stick to my guns and say the language of the Luciferian is I am becoming. And this was the final part of this 7 days newspaper, where my horoscope for the Aquarius for the year of 2021 was the year of becoming. And the Luciferian tells us I am becoming. And it's subtly deceptive because it sounds nice at first, but the Christ teaches us, I am.
That's right. I was going to say that.
It's all inside
Jesus.
Of us already. And
yeah,
so what we're becoming is something else. Transforming through the genetically mutated organisms, getting back to the cover of the newspaper with the two brown hands with six fingers each, genetically mutated creatures and offsprings of the fallen angels, the Nephilim, with their six fingers and their two rows of teeth and other unholy creations. So our constitutional democratic
I wonder, could I respond to that, Chris? Please forgive the leaf blower in the background, but the Lord Jesus is, he's the one who revealed himself. He said, tell the Lord, he was appearing to Moses in the bush, okay? That was the Lord. The word of the Lord was manifest there. And he said to Moses, tell them the I am sent you. These people want to be like God. But God was the revealing himself as the I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am Amen. The door. I am the good shepherd. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Jesus is the I am, and these people are liars and counterfeits. Go ahead.
So that's why we have to differentiate the light from light and the true light from true light, because there is the light of lies, and then sound tells the truth, because the shimmering luminescent.
Well, there's a counterfeit light. There's a counterfeit light, but the word of God says, in thy light shall we see light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. A lot of people are walking in their own understanding. But the word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
So have you ever heard of the prophecy of New Jerusalem? New Jerusalem is the land predicted.
No, are we talking about what happened with respect to the founding of America? I'd rather, not talk about stuff like that unless you and I vet it first privately, okay?
Sure. Well, only that it's the land where men may worship God freely, and that.
Well, the New Jerusalem is talked about in the Book of Revelation, and also the Jerusalem that's above, that's talked about in Hebrews, and that is the Bride of Christ, which is the Word of God. I mean, the Bride of Christ, which is the Church, and the New Jerusalem. But the reality is, a lot of people had a prophetic illusion about what America was in the founding, and that's just part of the nature of man, that we are able to believe in delusions and give our lives to them, and you know, there's some delusions are relatively harmless, at least in the beginning. But, you know, the word of God says God turned them over to believe a lie because they didn't love the truth. The truth is a person. The truth is the manifestation of the God of truth, the one who said, I am the truth. Loving him, why? Well, the word of God says we love Jesus. We love him because he first loved us. Why we were yet his enemies, Christ died for us. And then he gave us the grace to respond and receive his love so that we're changed. We become a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And he gives us a ministry of reconciliation. So you and I, Chris, were transformed into ambassadors of this holy, eternal kingdom where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is ruling in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen. And this our founding fathers were inspired with our Constitution, and people are deceived into thinking a democracy is the penultimate form of government. I like to think of it as a democracy as two wolves and a sheep voting for dinner. And a republic is a well-armed sheep.
That's right. There are a lot of rams, if you will, in a flock of sheep. There's a lot of us that have the kind of horns that are used on a rabid, demonically vicious wolves and other kinds of public serpent sociopaths. So the issue is, somebody said concerning the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment is there for when you need it. We're not going outside and exercising, quote, our right to the Second Amendment by just shooting people down in the street. Okay? Black Lives Matter do that. Black Lives Matter will shoot a woman with a child right in the head because she said all lives matter. That's what they do, but it's not something that God's people do.
And it's
coming to the last half. That's right, last half hour in the program. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time,
on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Well, this is Michael J. in the last half hour of Shell Games. Normally, our co-host, Scott Bennett, is with us, but right now he's in the middle of a war back east, dealing with developing policies and helping others to help Donald Trump and the Trump teams. This is about individuals who understand what's at stake. We might not, you know, how can we understand the full dimensions of what's truly at stake? How can we understand, you know, all of the things that have been set in array against us, especially because the corrupted, the vicious, the secret society denizens do things that are under the table. They don't let people know what they're doing. And the reality is we're finding these things out because many people, it's a remnant truly, but many people know how to pray. And God is the one who is the author of our faith. That is a faith that can please God. The Word of God says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We're not talking about a statue of Persephone that's in the New York Harbor that they call Liberty. No, that's part of a goddess worship. I mean, it's really nice. You know, we've got Lady Liberty and Lady Justice and another Liberty statue on Columbia. The dome of the Capitol. Yeah, Chris, I know. But the reality is, you know, the goddess cult has always been a part of the Luciferian worship. That's what they're talking about with respect to the Queen of Heaven and Semiramis, you know, the goddess cult that they want to call Mary, the mother of God. No, Mary was not the mother of God. She was the Mary of the son of, she was the mother of the son of man, but God was his father. So there was no part of Mary that had any divinity, but the divinity that is the God man, his manhood came from the seed of Mary, the seed of the woman, right under the line of David, through the line of Abraham. That was so he could be fully man and fully God. You'll call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. That's what the angel said. But in Isaiah, it says, he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So how did our Savior come to be the Prince of Peace? Well, because he made peace with God by his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. I don't care if you're a nice humanist, if you believe that man is basically good. That's a delusion. We were sold into sin and slavery by the sin of our first father, Adam. But God sent the last Adam, Jesus Christ, to redeem us out of slavery and give us eternal life, which Adam had, by the way, before he sinned. Adam had eternal life. And the issue for us is right now, the word of God says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. The word of God says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him while he is near. He's near right now by the faith, the mutual faith of Christopher, of Mitchell, and of myself. We have faith in Jesus Christ. All of us, including Scott Bennett, have been given eternal life. We've been quickened, given life by the Holy Spirit, and the blood of Jesus has cleansed us from our sin, including our unbelief. But it's an ongoing process, praise God. I don't believe once saved, always saved. No. Religious people want to believe that because they want to continue to walk in their flesh. Oh, it's religious flesh. But people that walk in their religion were the same kind of people that put Jesus on the cross. They had a religion, but it was the traditions of men. They were not being led by the Spirit of God when they put the incarnated truth to death on the cross. No, they were fulfilling prophecy because the Lord had told everybody in the Word of God that the Lamb of God had to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. And the issue all for us is this. Let us respond to God. That's right. Let us respond to God like he has said. We love him by the Holy Spirit through Paul. We love him because he first loved us. Chris, what kind of godly groups have you noticed getting together in Vermont? Are there groups of people getting together to pray? I'd be really encouraged if you could say yes.
Well, I tell you, the turnout of Christians at this flag wave was truly impressive, because these were God loving, God fearing, Jesus worshiping people that showed up for the flag wave on the steps of Montpelier and at the flag wave every Friday in Barrie. These are Christian men and women who are patriots, who want to stand up for our country.
So you guys are really threatening to the people who wanted to declare you guys terrorists because you're waving the flag, praying for America. And this must terrify these people because of the demons inside them are afraid of you people.
Extremely threatened they are, yes. Yes, because when they gave me that bullhorn and I was preaching to the lefties on the lawn, and inevitably it came to the doctrine of socialism being the slippery slope of socialism slides to Satan's swamp. And then I checked for feedback with the patriots behind me. They were all very extremely supportive of what I was saying. They said, Christopher, that is the message and we need it to be spoken.
Socialism is legalized covetousness and theft. You know, that is, will all of a sudden make working illegal so that we can tax you by giving you a working license, and they call that working license your socialist insecurity number. And a license is permission from a competent authority to do what would otherwise be illegal. So the reality is we had – oh, they'll lie to you, say, oh, that – yeah, this is a right-to-work state. You don't have a right to work except if you accept the chains of socialist slavery – and realize they have to say you will comply. That is, if you want to work, you have to jump into our system. You can't, quote, work under the table, you know, even though the Constitution says that, you know, if it protects our unalienable rights to work. And the Supreme Court says that a man's wages cannot be taxed because they are private property. They won't listen to that Supreme Court decision because they are treasonous socialists, and they're listening to people who run the Federal Reserve System and have provided their private collection agency called the IRS. That I think is registered in Puerto Rico. So it's a corporate private collection agency that sends all of our taxes to a private bank called the Federal Reserve System because they've placed us into socialist enslavement. Americans are waking up.
You've done this with everything. Even my volunteer fire department is incorporated as a private corporation.
That's terrible.
And why aren't
but
we
they
not
incorporate, they create. They create as a creature of the state. When you were volunteering as a right. Now they want you to volunteer as a privilege. The Lord rebuke these fools in Jesus' name. But look it, if people are given over to believe lies, and they themselves are enslaved by their Baal worship, their worship of the state, their Moloch worship. Moloch, same root as Melech, means king. The state is king. By the way, Caesar is a derivative of czar. Czar is a derivative of king. They believe the state is king instead of the people, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Hey,
amen.
If people are immoral, their government is going to be immoral. Because this nation has turned away from Almighty God and has thrown his commandments out. They believe they're a law unto themselves. So essentially the people are in rebellion against God, which is as the sin of witchcraft. The people are in rebellion, and now we're embracing those people who are also in rebellion because a socialist believes in coveting what belongs to others and making a law saying if you make more money than we do, we get to take 80% of it and redistribute it because that's only right. No. No. But the reality is most of these people that are making this money are in corporations and their names have been incorporated in all capital letters on their driver license or their socialist insecurity card. They have transformed our culture into corporate entities, and they'll say to you, you don't have any unalienable rights recognized by the Constitution because you gave them away when you submitted to us. No, they won't tell you that when you do it. But if you try to find justice in our whorehouse courthouse system, you'll find out you're not allowed to bring the Constitution into your case in any meaningful way, because these people are traitors. They're antichrist enemies of the Constitution. They are the domestic enemies of the Almighty God, who gives us unalienable rights that are endowed by the Creator, not recognized by the state as a privilege. Okay. Keep going.
Praise God. Under our Constitution.
Well, under the law of God first, the Constitution recognized unalienable rights that were enumerated in a certain extent in the Bill of Rights, you know, but also they were talked about in the Declaration of Independence. So many people that have ever been in the military and faced combat in a combat scenario, many people had to ask themselves, why am I here? There are many people right now who understand why Kyle Rittenhouse was trying to protect the property of his friend, who was he was believing in and walking in a right that was granted by God. He didn't have to have be 18 to have that right, by the way. He didn't have to be 18. Many people entered into the military with permission from their family to be in the military at 17. The hypocrisy of an antichrist state will allow people to go in the military at 18, but not give them the right to vote until 21. I think that's changed now in certain areas. But the issue for us is unalienable rights are given to you even before you're born. While you're in the womb, you have a right to life. But mass murderers, sociopathic antichrist murderers, believe that you're just a piece of flesh and you're just an animal without any rights until we say you have rights. That is, have a privilege to live. Well, this was the destruction of the soul of America when we started legalizing child sacrifice and throwing out the Bible and prayer in the schools, we turned America onto the downward path, that downward spiraling path into a man-made hell. Because in hell, that's where people go when they are experiencing being refused by God. God turns them over to do things that are inconvenient. In hell, it's a downward spiral as people are being prepared as vessels of eternal wrath, being prepared for eternal destruction, and the Lord will allow you to be used as a vessel of hatred against others who just want to tell you the truth about God's love. You'll scream at them and curse at them, saying they don't have a right to tell you, telling other people they don't have a right to tell the truth. But you have a right to deny their right. Is that it? You have a right to hate the haters, you little sociopathic, you know, goblets of confusion.
One of these confusing ideas, which was put forward last night by former governor on Professor Jim Fetcher's show, was my liberty ends, Michael, when it touches yours. So I have to wear a mask because I might get you sick. So my liberty ends as soon as it affects you. Now I'm not.
Well,
so
I was singing in the line at Trader Joe's the other day. Oh, where did our immune systems go? Oh, where can they be? The issue is people have been persuaded they don't have an immune system anymore.
Right. Now, getting back to this, to Vermont, many people know that Vermont is the homeland of Mr. Smith, the founder of the Mormon religion. And many people do not know that two of the three founders of Alcoholics Anonymous come from Vermont, which is a 12-step spiritual program, which is a lot like a cult. And then thirdly, just down the road from
They don't teach salvation, and Mormonism came out of Freemasonry. Go on, Chris.
Just down the road from me, you can look this up on a map. It might show it. It shows it on my atlas, and that's the only way I found out, because I don't have a computer phone. I have a flip phone, and I have an atlas, and I wear blue jeans. And according to that lady who burned down Waco, I think that makes me a domestic terrorist for wearing jeans and traveling with an atlas. But in any event, right near Lake Dunmore is an historical name of an area, a community, and it's called Satan's Kingdom. That's the historical name of the town next to Lake Dunmore. Satan's Kingdom. Isn't that
so? Satan has had a root in Vermont for quite a while, and it's never been rooted out. It's sort of like the Israelites that refused to get rid of the Philistines in certain areas, began to live with them and marry their daughters and give their own daughters to marry these other people. It was an infected culture, and essentially their hearts were turned away from God, and that's what's going on in Vermont. Who knew?
When I read that book, Young Goodman Brown and University of Vermont, boy, did that affect me deeply. Do you remember that story, Young Goodman Brown?
I've never heard of it before.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's by a famous American author, and it's about how the good townspeople who go to church, they actually are participating in a satanic ritual out in the woods at night.
I believe that.
Nathaniel Hawthorne, I believe. And when I read that book, boy, did it strike me as spooky true.
What did Nathaniel Hawthorne have to do with that?
I believe he was the author of the book, if I'm not mistaken.
What I'm trying to say, was he exposing them?
Oh, yes, because he was the only good guy in the book, well, the protagonist, and unfortunately his wife was a partaker in these satanic ceremonies. Now, the Adirondack, the mountains here are very, very old, so this is an old, old, ancient land where the mountains are believed to be, well, I mean, that's a geological theory, of course, but, you know, the Native Americans lived here. Long, long history, a lot of haunted, spooky places throughout New England. Nantucket, for example, a lot of ghosts.
Well, you have the story of the Headless Horseman, you know, in Tarrytown, New York, and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Well, getting
that
back
came
to
out
the,
of New
the
England
point of
and the
show.
And the Salem witch trials, that was in New England, but go on.
Getting back to the root of our program today, the battle for America's soul. It said it right on Joe Biden's podium. Did you see that? The battle for the soul of America? That's what it's.
Well,
said.
No, but they want to destroy the soul of America. These are counterfeit people. They'll always do things like hijack and steal the rainbow that God gave us to reveal his mercy. They'll use that to justify their perversion.
Well, his symbolism was blatantly Satan. Did you know if you divide 2020 by 666, the number of Satan, you get Joe Biden's text number? It's exactly the same number, 3.033033, repeating to infinity. And that's Joe Biden's
exciting.
Text number.
Amen. That's
30330. And then thirdly, if you look at his sign where it says Biden, the E is three horizontal bars with no vertical bar for the E, just the three floating lines of the letter E stylized, but they're red. Now, in the ancient Chinese language of the I Ching, the three horizontal bars means rule of heaven, but not when they're colored red. That's the color of hell for the Chinese symbolism there, I think. So it's all over Joe Biden's public relations material that the battle for the soul of America will be delivered into Satan's hands upon his fraudulent victory, which will never happen.
Yeah, the thing that I look at with encouragement is that the Lord made it clear that whatever they do to the least of these, my brethren, they're doing it to me. You know, Jesus was talking about his those that belong to him, those that God gave to him to receive a saving faith. And so essentially, these people are at war with God. And I believe with everything that's in me, we're going to see in God's economy, in his perfect timing, we're going to see what God does to his enemies. We're going to see that.
That President Trump abolishes personal income tax and restores us to a sound currency backed by gold or silver or something valuable.
Well, that's something necessary because the Lord abhors false weights and measures. That's in Proverbs 11, verse 1. But he abhors a false balance. And the Federal Reserve system was set up by devil worshipers, people who did human sacrifice. And we because they came out of what? They came out of the Ashkenazi Zionist group of people that were being seduced by the central banks of the Rothschilds, where, you know, what we're looking at is that the Rothschilds have been involved in trying to destroy America because two different Rothschild banks financed the North against the South. And it was all, you know, about destroying true Christianity in America. The Rothschild banks were involved in, and the Vatican was involved in after they burned down Washington, they remade it in the image of a pentagram.
And that's why I call these Ashkenazi imposters the Khazarian Kabbalah Cabal. Kabbalah with a K.
Kabbalist, yeah. Kabbalist Cabal, that's right. They are.
The original KKK.
Yes,
K is the 11th letter of the alphabet. So you get three 11s, that's 33, and that's their number, or six.
Interesting.
Yeah. So before we close out the show with a prayer, let me make a quick plug for our regular host for this time slot, Michael Bennett, brother in Christ and patriot. Please look up his book, Shell Game, A Whistleblower's
Report. Scott Bennett. Scott Bennett. I'm Michael J. He's Scott Bennett. Yep.
Michael J. I'm with now. And Scott Bennett, who's in Washington, D.C. today, please look up his book, Shell Game, A Whistleblower's Report. You can find it on Amazon, but you can also find it on Lulu. And also, please remember, you're listening to Revolution Radio. You can find us on the internet at revolution.radio and freedomslips.com. We are 100% listener-supported, all-volunteer, live internet freedom of speech radio platform. We only exist because of your donations. So please go to the website, click the donate button, or scroll to the bottom of the page where you can find the address to make out a check or money order to Revolution Radio and send it to our friend in the address is at the bottom of the page. Thank you, Michael.
Well, you're welcome. God is good. thank you, Mitchell, for helping out today. We really appreciate your being our producer. We've got 2 minutes to go. I would like to pray with thanks, give thanks to God for so many things. We've got a nation that still has a vestige of liberty, and that amount of liberty that we have is what is making room for us to stand up as individuals, as families, as small communities. This is not about getting a lot of people together. This is about us as individuals approaching the throne of Almighty God, because where His Spirit is, there is liberty. We have the freedom to do what's right. We have the freedom to tell the truth. We have the freedom to pray that God will take away our sin. We have the freedom to Amen. Confess the sins of this nation. We have the freedom to declare that child murder and child rape and pornography and pedophilia and adultery and theft and treason and corruption, these are all forbidden by God. We have the freedom to warn those people that do these things, warn those voyeuristic sociopaths that are recording all of what we're saying, recording all of our phone calls, our emails. We have a right to warn them that if you don't repent, you're going to be destroyed in hellfire forever and forever. In the lake of fire filled with fire and brimstone, where the worm doesn't die and the fire is not quenched. The reality is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if you don't know the fear of God, this is the evidence that you don't recognize that you were created. You had nothing to do with your own being, your own existence. This is a gift. And God wants to redeem the life He gave to you by giving you a saving faith, a gift of faith in Jesus Christ, His Son, Amen. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Believe on that God raised Him from the dead. The Word of God says that if you do believe, you will be saved. So the issue is, Chris, thank you for joining us. Jesus Christ is the Savior, and we're praying for His mercy to be outpoured by the Spirit of mercy over all America, and that He will restore the fear of God to America for His goodness' sake. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.